This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected this time as well that polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the Lok Sabha election campaign program in Pathanamthitta district in Kerala, giving a major boost to the NDA campaign in the state. Speaking at a public meeting, Mr. Modi said BJP will win seats from Kerala in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister held a public meeting at Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu. The Union Government has rolled out an e-vehicle policy to encourage and boost domestic manufacturing of e-vehicles. The policy is aimed at attracting investments in e-vehicle space. The policy will allow Indian consumers access to latest technology while ensuring Make in India initiative. By promoting healthy competition among EV players, the policy aims to enhance volume of production and economies of scale. It also aims to reduce imports of crude oil, lower trade deficit and reduce air pollution. Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri today launched Ethanol 100, an alternate auto fuel in New Delhi. Mr. Puri said the green fuels like Ethanol 100 will play a key role in sustaining the economic growth of the country. Ethanol 100, a cleaner and greener alternative to gasoline, the fuel produces lower emissions of greenhouse gases, a reduction of by around 63% on well-to-wheel basis. The External Affairs Ministry has said today that the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 CAA is an internal matter of India and is in keeping with India's inclusive traditions and long-standing commitment to human rights. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Act grants a safe haven to persecuted minorities belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, Jain, Parsi and Christian communities from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh who have entered India on or before the 31st of December 2014. He stressed that CAA is about giving citizenship and not about taking away citizenship. In another development, the External Affairs Ministry has set up a 24-hour control room in view of the ongoing developments in Haiti. The control room will monitor the situation and provide information and assistance. The control room can be contacted toll-free on 1-800-118-797. At least 8 people drowned when a boat carrying migrants sunk off Turkey's northwest province of Çanakkale early this morning. Çanakkale Governor İlhami Aktaş told the state-run Anadolu news agency that 4 migrants were rescued and admitted to hospital, while search and rescue operations for others are continuing with helicopters and planes. The governor said it was not immediately clear how many migrants in total were on the boat. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. The winning team of today's match will face Delhi Capitals in the final on Sunday. Delhi Capitals has finished at the top of the points table to directly proceed into the finals. Delhi defeated Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at the same venue on Wednesday. In badminton, India Lakshya Sen will face Lee Zichia of Malaysia in the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham tonight. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sen has entered the round of 8, defeating Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the pre-quarterfinals in a hard-fought match. Voting is taking place in Russia for the 3-day presidential elections. Polling began this morning from the country's easternmost regions to Kotka and Kamchatka and will close at 11:30 p.m. Indian time on Sunday in Kaliningrad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.